This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we're getting an update today on the Roseburg Dream Center. Jeremy Graham, and thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So talk about, right in the midst of winter. I'm sure you've got a lot of things going on to help people out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually closed out 2023 really strong. We fed 300 homeless individuals Christmas Eve meals, and then we have just been meeting immediate needs for those, both housed and unhoused.
And talk about kind of more about how your organization works just in general.
So we are a nonprofit charitable organization that meets the immediate needs of our community. So we are functioning as a main pantry here in Roseburg, as well as a free clothing boutique. We also provide immediate needs like hygiene items and things like that.
And it's obviously been around for a long time, and you and your wife have been involved for how long now?
So we took over as the directors a little over a year ago, and the Dream Center was established here in Roseburg about 14 years ago.
So I'm sure it's been a very busy year for you then.
Very much so. We've experienced incredible increase. We're now averaging right around 1,200 households a month that we're serving.
Wow. And then really a largely volunteer-driven effort.
Yeah. It's actually all volunteers. So we have an amazing volunteer team. Obviously, that volunteer group has had to grow as the demand has increased quite a bit. So we're always looking for people. If they want to get involved, they can come down and talk to us about becoming a volunteer.
Now, you've got your facility on Diamond Lake Boulevard in Roseburg. Talk more about what goes on there.
So at our building, we were able actually to expand into more of a pantry. We've been at this location for about 4 years now. Before that, there wasn't really an ability to be a pantry, but they did have a commercial kitchen where they could feed some hot meals. This year, we're looking at expanding some of our services. Because we are approved for a grant this year through UHA to expand. So we're hoping to have a food trailer where we can start serving some hot meals and things to those that in need.
And to have the trailer aspect seems like it would be advantageous.
Yeah, we'll be able to be mobile with it. So if we need to do events or outreach, like even we're going to be hosting the Point in Time Count this year. Both the Dream Center and Faith Foundry Church are partnering with the Navigation Center to put that on.
So will that be at which location?
It'll be at the Faith Foundry Church on Harvard. We just needed a large enough facility that could house all the different things that are going to be going on.
And what's the date for that?
That's January 24th.
So that's coming up next week then?
Yeah.
And explain how that works and sort of what the point of that is.
So it's really about us wanting to take responsibility for the homeless in our community. And so sometimes it's not really clear how many homeless we have in the Roseburg area. And so the Point in Time Count is just an opportunity for those that are unhoused to come and maybe receive some services, and we get to build some relationship with them, kind of find out what their circumstances are, maybe even get information about what they need for resources to get out of homelessness, but really taking an account of what we have going on in our city.
And what time of the day will that take place?
So I believe that the event will probably start around 9 a.m. And it will probably close around 5.
And so an opportunity for that day to gather a lot of data, get a better picture of what's really going on.
Yeah, so they'll provide some hot meals and some different services there to as kind of a motivation to gather those that that they're trying to build relationship with.
So do you have some other groups that are part of that as well?
Yeah, obviously we'll have some volunteers from the Dream Center. We'll have volunteers from the church, and then Navigation Center, because they're taking a pretty large responsibility over it. They're going to have their teams there as well.
So Brett, what's a typical day like for the Dream Center?
So on Mondays and Wednesdays, we're open for the pantry, and We open the doors at 10 a.m. There's typically a line of people already that are ready to get services. They can come in. You can get a cup of hot coffee and a snack to eat. And then we'll check in as quick as we can, try and find out what the needs are for your household. And then some of our volunteers will walk you through our pantry and, you know, open up discussion. And we want it to be an inviting and cheerful and hope-filled environment in what might be a really difficult situation.
And how are you guys funded?
So we are all it's all through just giving. So that's always been something that is difficult because we're obviously going through some economical difficulties just as a nation and different things like that. So but we are funded specifically through those that would be partners with us financially. We have the faith community that partners with us pretty strongly. We have lots of individual partners that send in everything, you know, $10 or $200. Right now we're probably only about 25% funded, but we're working on building our budget out for this year and looking for people who would like to partner with us.
So if somebody is interested in doing that, how do they get connected?
So the best way to get a hold of us would probably to give us a call. You can look us up on our website, although we are also building a new website right now so that it's a little bit more user-friendly. You can always stop in. We really encourage people to stop in, see what we're doing at the Dream Center. Come have a conversation with Holly or I or one of our volunteers. And that way you can know, like, if I'm going to partner with something, I want to know kind of what that organization is actually like.
All right. Jeremy Graham at Roseburg Dream Center. What's the phone number for people to call?
541-673-5918.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.